No way. I'm like, oh, let me break societal standards. Let me ask a guy for his number. And he just doesn't care. I'm like, hey, are you single? He's like, yeah. Why are you hesitating? I should have like double checked. I should have been like, are you sure? Anyway, he's like, yeah. I was like, okay, can I get your number? He's like, sure. He puts his number in my phone and I'm like, thanks. I think he just like nods and walks away. I know I don't look great tonight. Like, I didn't do my makeup because I didn't plan to go to the bar. But to just see me, I ask for your number and you just go, sure.
A lot of likes on Instagram don't mean anything when you have to deal with real people. I think she just learned that. Wow. It looks like not everyone will like you in real life. Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're going to see older women are getting meltdown because men are not looking for a relationship. Let's get started right away.
I just wasn't expecting guys to still be so immature in their 30s or be so scared of commitment because now I feel like they have an extra, like when they're a frat boy and they're like, yeah, I'm just trying to live my life, like whatever. Okay, that's still annoying, but we get it. You're 23 and you want to live life. But when you're 34, when you're 35 and you're still like, yeah, I don't know what I want. I'm like, dude, you're like old.
Okay? It's important to remember that men in their 30s aren't just older. They're also hitting the best time of their love life. I don't think what the guy said was wrong. At this point in time, many men have started to solidify their jobs and figure out what they want out of life. They are now better prepared to look for serious relationships with a more mature view. Most guys in their 20s are still figuring out their goals, how to get there, and how to build their lives. Really, they're not in a hurry, and they're not ready to settle down just yet. Women tend to see things differently, which could be because things are different with them.
Meet this guy from Bumble tonight. He asked me if I wanted to do something casual, like go to a movie. I said no, because a movie is kind of weird for just first meeting someone. You can't really even tell if you vibe if you can't talk. So I suggested we go to Crumble and try the new cookies, which I know the owner of Crumble is a total douche, but I really want to try this new Oreo one. Also told him just now to not expect me to show up in actual pants. If you're gonna say it's casual, then I'm showing up in my leggings and there's nothing you can say about it. Also just kind of shows where I'm at in my singleness. If you're gonna require me to put on actual pants and do something, I'm not interested. I'd rather just stay home. But if you're okay with me showing up in leggings to eat cookies, which I know kind of contradicts itself, I'm down. I'll show up for that. Otherwise, I'm just good staying home on my own.
We'll jump right into the weird things that happen when you're dating in your 30s and find an interesting case where the usual rules of dating are broken. You could plan a first date where everything is planned out, from the place to the clothes you wear. Yes, she chooses a fancy restaurant, one that she's been meaning to visit but thought was too pricey to do by herself. Now that the date is set, she doesn't stop. She also tells him what to dress in. This situation is different from most dates where the man plans the details. Instead, she's in charge, and she might be guiding her towards experiences she wants to have but hasn't had yet. It's an interesting look at how love can change as people get older, mixing romance with personal growth.
I need to know from a men's perspective, are y'all waiting on girls to talk to you first? Like, are you waiting on a girl to ask you on a date first? Because that's crazy to me. Like, when you're out in public and you're making eyes with a girl and you're, like, making it known that you're attracted to her, but you're not going to say something, how are you not going to say something? Where are the huevos? Where are the huevos these days? I feel like there's so many, like, times that guys want to say something to girls and they don't. Like, is there a guy watching this that can give us some insight? Like, why don't you just do it? Why don't you just do it? Are you scared? Are you waiting for her to say something first? I like my man to be assertive and dominant. If you want to say something to me, say something to me.
He might not have wanted it to happen. Based on what we saw in the last one, he's not going to say no. Most likely. You will get a sure, though. Yes. Why not? At some point, I might get bored. I don't want to do anything tonight, so let me take care of you. And the fact that someone finds you beautiful doesn't mean they want to go further. They'll look at what they see and then go on with their lives.
It's really scary now because I know I'm 34, but then at the same time, I'm looking at the guys that are my age and older, even like a couple of years. I'm like, and please, the guys on there, I'm not saying this with any hate or anything. This comes from a place of love, but I'm like, God damn, like, sir, the Sydney sun has not been kind to you. Like, have you not been using sun cream? These men look like they're sultanas. They look fucking old. They look like my grandpa. I mean, I have nothing. I'm a hairdresser background. I have nothing against the silver fox look. I love a man that's got gray hair, right? We're not even talking about that. We are talking about these guys that have like receded, gone gray, but they look so much older than what they are. And at the same time, I feel like I'm 34, but I still feel like I'm like really young at heart and I don't look my age. So can you imagine how weird that would look if I'm walking next to grandpa over here, like down the street, people are gonna think I'm their fucking like male lord or bride. That's gonna look all sorts of wrong. So that's, I'm in this weird, warped stage of my life at the moment when it comes to dating. It's fucking weird.
On a dating app, a 34-year-old woman talks about how guys look older. If you're on a dating app, you'd think that you want to connect with other people, not attack them. If what she says is true, then why does she feel the need to wear makeup? It's a strange contradiction that makes people wonder. What's even more interesting is how this fits in with the way people date on apps in general. A lot of men have complained about canceled dates, often because of how different the women in their profiles look from how they really are. They say that women often use old pictures of themselves that make them look younger than they really are to get dates.
Okay, I am the problem. I went on a date with this guy and he was like, "It's getting late. Do you want to come back to my place?" And I was like, "Sure, but I'm not going to sleep with you. Like, that's not happening." And he was like, "That's totally fine. Just come over." And I was like, "Cool." So I go to his place. He respects my wishes. He's so nice. He cuddles me all night. And I'm like, "Are you f-ing gay? Like, what?" And like, I just wanted him to like try and then for me to be like, "No." You know what I mean? I wasn't gonna sleep with him, but I just, now I feel ugly. This is what.
Since "no" seems to mean maybe and "yes" seems to mean maybe, you should have said maybe from the start, right? You could always change your mind later. But let's go back to what you said first. Truth be told, you are the issue.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about dating in your 30s, because I know I can't be the only one that is now in her 30s trying to date after not really dating in her 20s. I grew up in a very strict household and I never could date in high school, and then in college I was just too like socially awkward, socially shy, anxious, and I did date like a little bit, but nothing crazy. And so now I'm in my 30s and I'm trying to date, and it's just the weirdest. It's the weirdest experience. Like, I'm finally in a place where I'm ready to date. Like, I'm actually ready to like put myself out there. For years I've just been like single and like happy being single and whatever, but something has shifted this year where I'm like, I actually really want to meet people. I want to date. I want that companionship. Is, I don't know, it's not for the weak. And I don't like the dating apps. I begrudgingly took my Hinge profile off of pause, but I'm probably gonna put it back on pause right now. Like, I cannot stand the dating apps. I would much rather meet people in real life. Like, that's just, you know, and I'm actually actively trying to do it. I'm going out with friends. I'm putting myself in places. You know, I am actively wanting to meet people, but I cannot meet any people that are just like piquing my interest, that I find interesting. If I do find somebody that's interesting, they end up hurting my feelings, or they're unavailable. I have a full 45-minute conversation the other night while I was out with a man who was flirting with me, you know, telling me I'm cute, that I'm his type, that he wants to take me out to dinner, what's my favorite restaurant, blah, 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 only for them to like casually bring up that he's taken. And I thought he was joking, but he was 100% for real. So I'm like, why the fuck are you wasting my time? Why do we just have a 45 fucking minute conversation? Like, what is going on? Like, is it really that bad now where I have to now ask a man if he is single before I start to talk to them? And I don't know if anyone else has this problem, but dating in your 30s as someone with a baby face is so interesting, because all I keep attracting are men that are very young who all think that I'm 24 And in reality, I'm 34. So yeah, dating right now, I am like, I'm just trying to navigate it. And yeah.
Have you noticed that most of these women are in their 30s? A lot of the time, they feel like they need to settle down quickly, maybe because they think the wall is coming up. But it makes you wonder where they've been for so long. Many young people decide it's time to find someone serious now that they've had fun in their best years. They were almost certain that the perfect man would be waiting for them. Also, let's not forget the high standards they set. It's like they have a list of things that they need in order to be successful, good-looking, and understanding. The list goes on. All of a sudden, their time is very important, which is very different from maybe the earlier years when they were chasing Chad and having short relationships without looking for anything serious. As they come to terms with getting older, the time they used to take for granted becomes more valuable. Click like to let other people know you like the show. You'll know when I add new shots if you click the bell. Thanks for everything you've done. Do it right now. Check out more videos of people hitting walls by coming back to this page.